Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumaire. 25. Under harness his heart, then, is hit indeed by sharpest shafts, and no shelter avails from foul behest of the hellish fiend. Him seems too little what long he possessed. Greedy and grim, no golden rings he gives for his pride, the promised future forgets he, and spurns, with all God has sent him, wonder-wielder of wealth and fame. Yet in the end, it ever comes that the frame of the body fragile yields, fated falls, and there follows another who joyously the jewels divides, the royal riches nor wrecks of his forebear. Ban, then, such baleful thoughts, Beowulf dearest. Best of men and the better part choose, profit eternal, and temper thy pride, warrior famous. The flower of thy might lasts now a while, but ere long it shall be that sickness or sword thy strength shall minish, or fang of fire, or flooding billow, or bite of blade, or brandished spear, or odious age, or the eye's clear beam wax dull and darken. Death, even thee in haste, shall o'erwhelm, thou hero of war. So the ring Danes these half years 100 I ruled, wielded neath welkin, and warded them bravely from mighty ones many o'er middle earth, from spear and sword, till it seemed for me no foe could be found under fold of the sky. Lo, sudden the shift! To me, seated secure, came grief for joy, when Grendel began to harry my home, the hellish foe, for those ruthless raids unresting I suffered, heart-sorrow heavy. Heaven be thanked, Lord Eternal, for life extended, that I on this head, all hewn and bloody after long evil, with eyes may gaze. Go to the bench now. Be glad at banquet, warrior worthy. A wealth of treasure at dawn of day be dealt between us. Glad was the Geat's lord, going betimes to seek his seat, as the sage commanded. Afresh as before, for the famed in-battle for the band of the hall, was a banquet dight nobly anew. The night-helm darkened dusk o'er the drinkers. The doughty ones rose, for the hoary-headed would hasten to rest, aged scouting. And eager the Geat, shield-fighter sturdy, for sleeping yearned. Him, wander-weary, warrior-guest from far, a hall thane heralded forth, who by custom courtly cared for all needs of a thane, as in those days warrior wanderers wont to have. So slumbered the stout heart. Stately the hall rose, gabled and gilt, where the guest slept on, till a raven black the capture of heaven blithe heart boded. Bright came flying shine after shadow. The swordsmen hastened, athelings all were eager homeward forth to fare. And far from thence the great-hearted guest would guide his keel. Bade then the hardy one, Runting, be brought to the son of Egclaf, the sword bade him take excellent iron, and uttered his thanks for it, quoth that he counted it keen in battle, war-friend winsome. With words he slandered not edge of the blade. 'Twas a big-hearted man. Now eager for parting and armed at point, warriors waited, while went to his host that darling of Danes, the doughty athling, to high seat hastened, and Hrothgar greeted. Read by Rick Kistner. For lit to go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.